flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting the NFL playoffs, buckle up. Betting football's hard enough as it is. We're doing the research for you. So listen to Cash the Ticket with Mike Valeni and I. We'll be dropping new episodes for every single playoff game. And that's going to be storylines leading into it, so some good football stuff, but also the betting nuggets you're looking for. Sides, totals, trends, player props, throw those in there too. Pre-game and post-game, we're going to be all over the postseason. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I just think in this situation, it's more about human nature. I know exactly how Jimmy feels. I've been in this situation many times. All that I've done for you, and you don't want to give me what I want, so human nature kicks
in. Well, I gave you what you want because you signed a deal that goes on to next year.
But hold on, hold on. I want an extension. And Charles is going to say, you don't pay.
You want more.
That's what I'm saying. So the part I hate about this business of basketball thing, it always has to be somebody's fault. I think it's more human nature. All I've done for you guys, you don't want to give me extension. So now human nature kicks in. You don't want me, I don't want you. So I don't like
that. You still have to be professional.
Yeah, but I don't like it. It's his fault and he's unprofessional. He's doing that. Human nature.
Shaq, if you sign a deal, first of all, hold on. Go ahead, Kenny. Go ahead.
If you sign a deal that has an extension,
I want an extension.
You're not getting one.
So you're saying you want
more. You're not getting one.
It's not saying that you want more.
You're not getting one.
It's not like you want
more. So human nature kicker. You don't want me? I don't
want
to be here.
You want this year, next year,
and we should just leave it at that. Not it's Jimmy's fault. It's Pat's fault.
No,
it's called business of basketball.
But Pat Riley ain't going to just give him away.
That's fine. But
Jimmy Butler's a really good player.
I'm saying people that don't understand it, this is the business.
We understand it very well.
Yeah, we understand. Yeah. This is the
Public understands. They have paid. Jimmy Butler makes $50 million a year.
He want more. So what?
He ain't getting more.
Okay, so guess what? You don't want me. I don't want to be here.
But you can't just not show up to work.
Why not?
Because you took the other two. You took the 50 for this year and next year.
Okay.
So you're saying you took those two, but you're not because you don't get two more?
Doesn't matter.
You could ask for a trade, but you got to show up.
Human nature. You don't want me. I don't want
to
be here.
You don't feel a responsibility when you are under contract for this season to play this season.
And next year.
I do. But I'm not going to go all out. I was ready to say the other one. I'm not going to go out play, but I'm not going to go out, especially like.
You're not going to play hard?
No, listen. I didn't say hard. I said I'm not going to go all out, especially if we're not going to win.
You don't feel no obligation?
Because you know what? At 35, what if I tear a knee and get hurt?
You still going to make $50 million. You got $50 million coming.
Well, as you can see, everybody has got a different thought on Jimmy Quits, as he's being called by a lot of people, and enjoying himself at a party last night for, pickleball, paddleball, racquetball, combination of all. It's actually a cool sport to watch if you're a racquetball head and maybe playing. And anyway, he found his way to that party, Jimmy's got no problem with what – he's with Shaq this whole – Hey, man, I got to tell you, I'm totally with Kenny and Charles on this one, and Shaq is an absolute make-believe world. Like, he's not going to play hard either, and, you know, like, my God, making $50 million, and you expect the media and you expect your fan base to, like, have sympathy for you? It's ridiculous, man. You quit. Like, you're getting paid right now. And then I love my teammate. You don't love your teammates. Not when you quit. And you can't play by the rules like jumping on a real nice airplane, private plane, to fly to a game and stay in a 5-star hotel, and you can't do that. No sympathy here, man. And I had some people try to tell me yesterday it's different, sports have changed, and you got to change with them. Oh, I'm seeing it, man. I've seen it the last couple years, major changes. And as I've gotten older, I admit that. and everybody's, I'm done, and guys get extensions for $100 million, and I'm done, I don't want to be here, if we're not going to win, I'm not going to get the ball, and I'm like, my God, we gave you a friggin' extension, Tyreek Hill, and now Jimmy Butler didn't get his extension, he's just quit. I mean, he's played, I mean, his body's out there, but Heat fans aren't stupid. They could see when a guy's putting the effort in or not. And he's got $100 million guaranteed coming in. And we're whining about this extension with you making 48 this year and $52 million next year on a player option, meaning all you got to do is sign it when it's time to sign, and that 52 is yours. Team has no say-so. Oh, I'm staying and I'm playing. Yeah, for 52 more, that's $100 million over 2 years, not to mention everything else you're doing. So, yeah, man, I don't want to hear about Jimmy Quitt's and Jimmy Quitt's take on this, and he deserves an extension. At what point you stop giving extensions when a guy's 35 on the downside of his career? Unless you just think he's going to play at a super high level, which, by the way, there are a few guys, although, you know, we saw three guys get named to the starting lineup for the All-Star game coming up in the West, in Durant, Steph Curry, and LeBron, still all playing at a pretty high level, although Steph Curry no longer plays in back-to-back games. He's missing second-half games. All right, enough of that, man. I jumped ahead of myself. Woody's back with us this morning. One day, you lucky son of a gun, and you were whining to me on the phone. I wanted to blast you, and you got out, though. You said, man, what a long, crummy day. And I'm like, Woody, you got out. You got yourself a death penalty, and you got out.
I did get out.
You may have death penalties in Dade County. Yeah, good morning, bud. It's nice to have you back. We haven't seen each other in a couple weeks, but Woody.
Well, I was up at 1 in the morning the night before watching Miami get blown out by Stanford, and I didn't need to put anyone to death the next day. I was.
Well, you left that part out.
I was already beaten up at that point, and I said, listen.
Well, there's a lot of that going on. At
I was up until 1 in the morning trying to keep Joe Z from jumping off a cliff there in California.
Oh, boy. Nothing worse. Not only going out there. I got to tell you, those long road trips and then get your ass kicked, that combination is really, really rough, especially late nighters.
Well, they're staying out there. It's a whole, like, a week-long trip.
Well, they got Stanford and then Cal.
Yeah, so that's how it works now, right? You do like two at a time. You got to do both at a time.
It makes sense.
But these an 11 o'clock Eastern tip. I mean,
yeah.
That game, by the way, Miami was 10.5 point underdogs. They were down 11 at the first media timeout.
Yeah, yeah. That
that's
was,
how bad that got.
That thing is bad. Coach L must. Hopefully his blood pressure's back to normal and all those things. Well, we say good morning to everybody. Woody, you got a lot of stuff going on. We're down to our conference championship games Sunday to figure out who's going to play in the Super Bowl. And we got some great stories, man. Even the NFL MVP tied into some of this as well, as some of the characters still alive and well. And you've got this comeback after the Eagles looked so bad last year and just fell apart. You know, it's almost like everybody forgot. Just, they were, what, 10-1 last year? And then just collapsed. Were terrible. They were bad. Everything fell apart. And they come back. They get Vic Fangio on defense. They get this thing worked out. They get Saquon Barkley from the Giants. Thank you. The Giants, I'm sure, are just absolutely embarrassed by the way he's played because he's been so good. And here they are. Hell, they could win this whole thing. Then you got a rookie quarterback in Washington right now who is just playing out of his friggin' mind. And the Jaden Daniels story, he's won 2 playoff games as a rookie. And looking to take down another top seed this week. And then the other one, man, the can't get enough of it. Allen and Mahomes going at it. I think it's going to be a great game. I think it's going to be a low-scoring game. I don't think it's going to be one of those shootouts like we saw a few years ago. But, yeah, we got some good stuff going on there, trying to figure out what's going to happen there. And then a lot of other news, including the news of Jimmy Butler, better known as Jimmy Quitt's, And Jimmy Quits was out enjoying himself last night. Got to go to a nice party and take pictures and enjoy himself while his team jumped out to an 18-3 lead. I mean, they came out, and I thought, man, Milwaukee looks like they just got in from a flight. Oh, they did. They literally went from getting in from the airport. They moved the game an extra hour so those guys could have time to get there and get situated. And they looked, Milwaukee looked dead to start the game. They really looked out of it. If you watch that game, Heat jump out. We got Tyler hitting a couple of threes early on and back home playing. You're thinking, man, this thing looks good, 18-3. And I'm going, my God, they might blow them out here in this first quarter. And the next thing you know, that game was like 30-27. You went, oh, no. They didn't take advantage of that slow start, end up getting blown out last night. 12 of 51 on threes. They did move the game back 1 hour. So instead of the 7:30 start, it was 8:30. And, of course, TNT. And you heard what happened there with Shaq and Charles Barkley going back and forth. And, yeah, it's incredible. Even Shaq, who's not a spring chicken anymore. I mean, Shaq's no longer like just fresh, not just out of the league. And Shaq is like, yeah, man, he wants an extension. And like, he's got this year, next year, and he can control. Well, he wants more right now. And so if not, you're not going to play hard. And I'm thinking, wow, Shaq, you're kind of like what today's sports are all about, man.
Well, I think they were both right in a sense, right? Shaq was saying that, you know, he doesn't want to, you know, he feels like they don't want him here, which is like, kind of ridiculous, right? But that's didn't give him what he wanted. And, you know, the NBA, unfortunately, if you cry and you know, you make a big enough scene, Jimmy's essentially about to get what he wants, right?
By the way, I got to tell you, and this is one of the big turnoffs that I hear about the NBA. What's going on right now in the NBA is, like, if you're a Brooklyn fan, you get the big three and you're all excited, just like you. You said, man, this could be the greatest scoring big three we've ever seen. You weren't the only one. It's not a shot at you. A lot of people thought. And I'm going, wow, we'll see how it works. And then all of a sudden, you know, it doesn't necessarily work. And then one guy wants out. Then another guy wants out. Then the third guy goes, well, I'm not staying. And you're, you know. So we got guys forced their way out. James Harden forced his way out. He got what he wanted. He finally ends up going exactly where he wanted. There's a good chance Jimmy Butler's going to end up, or Jimmy Quits is going to want to get out to Phoenix. It looks like that thing's in the – you're right. If you're reading into what's taking place and Phoenix has already made a deal so they could get some more extra first-round picks. So you start looking at this thing, and it's just a turnoff, man. People ask, you know, and people are turned off by, you know, what happened with the Dolphins. Kind of behind the scenes got forced to give guys extensions that were playing on contracts going, no, hell no. We're still the best players from what we did the year before. We need more money. We need some guarantees. And they got them.
Yeah, that's the problem, right, is that it always ends up working out the way that they want. Like, Jimmy's going to get his contract, apparently. Phoenix willing to give him this contract.
Oh, that guy probably will. That guy spends money too. He's a big spender out there.
Look, the funny thing about Jimmy is doesn't seem to be buddies with all these other players, right? He's not in the circle with Durant and the rest of those guys.
No.
Right?
He doesn't look like he...
I don't know if his act is going to play over there, man, because he's not going to be the top dog on that team.
He knows what he's going to be. Okay.
Jimmy Butler. I hope he does.
I hope Jimmy Butler's smart enough to look at himself and understand you're never going to be Kevin Durant, even at age 37, which Kevin
I don't know
Durant
what Jimmy is. Thinks, though. He's going to go there and be third guy on that team?
Well, he picked it. He picked that team.
Yeah.
I mean, when he
and that
decided.
Team is not some title team either, man. I don't know what he's thinking about that team. They're 500 teams.
Yes, they are. They're right there.
If he thinks he makes them some kind of, you know, championship contender, That's why I thought from the beginning his best option was just to stay here and just to play and, you know, deal with the $53 million he's got coming to him next year. Like, I know it's tough, but
make no mistake about it. This 100% and what he's doing right now, from the shoes to, you know, no longer hanging with the team and all this stuff and saying it has nothing to do with your teammate. Listen, man, when you quit on your teammates, whether it's a fourth quarter of a football game and you're not going through it and they're still out there playing, the same guys who are better than you are on the football team are still playing and playing hard. I mean, you got to finish the game. You got a limited amount of guys, and you decide to check out because you're not happy. And or what we're watching, Jimmy Butler, man, it's just getting old. The whole story is just getting old. The Tyreek stuff, I've been Tyreek's biggest fan, and I got to tell you, man, he has found a way to really turn me off in the last month. He really has.
The question with Tyreek, and you know, I know you said this. We talked about it while you were gone. Has he really truly lost a step? Is he not the same guy anymore, or was this just a one-off season? You know, where he was dealing with other stuff,
well,
like
in fairness,
list or whatever, and you know, backup quarterbacks, and but is he, because speed is his game, right? If he lost a step, he's not one of those guys that goes up and makes
there.
Play.
There
he
is
high point.
There
the
is
like,
no question that his game is because of his great speed, and as we've said for years now, the fastest man in football and the fastest, most explosive receiver we've had, and then we don't see it this year.
But that guy can't lose a step, though. That's what I'm saying. Like, it's that's what makes him the best, is because he's got that extra gear.
At
if he
some
loses
point,
that, then
at some point, fast guys get a little bit slower and have to adjust their game. And I've seen guys. I've seen guys that were really fast and slow down, and they got to make adjustments in their game and how they play. And either you can make that adjustment, or all of a sudden, you know, I thought guys covered. And, you know, we forget about this. I thought guys did a better job of covering Tyreek Hill on some takeoffs this year. Did you see that? The few that we did throw, he ain't running by guys by four or five steps like he used to, no matter who's throwing it.
But he's not going anywhere, right?
No.
And I heard you and Dono talking about this, and Dono
no,
and I talked
anywhere.
About this for
and
a while.
And I want to keep him, but we got to get him. Somehow he got to play again. My God, this sounds like I'm not talking about Jimmy right now. I'm talking about Tyree. Tyree's got to play by the rules a little bit. I know the team didn't want to come
which
out.
Twitter you're talking about.
Yeah, so the team has come out and you know, and like, we can't have it. And they kept saying a group of guys that are constantly late and stuff. And now Mike's going, if they're not going to play by my rules, then they're telling me they don't want to be here, and we're not going to tolerate it, whatever that all means. You're not going to tolerate. I don't know if that means you ain't going to get rid of a bunch of great players. This is today's world, man. You're going to work with them, and you hopefully they won't do it as much, and you explain to them, and you call them in. But you'll only find them so much money. They're making a lot of money. Listen, you know they're making a lot of money when they decide they'd rather take a private plane to a friggin' game instead of jump on a really nice friggin' airplane that's got everything you need. Man, these teams are – they're flying – they ain't flying on the back of American Airlines on the cheap, man.
Well, the thing with Tyreek is it's funny, and again, we talked about this while you were gone a bunch. It's Chris Greer's in save-my-ass mode. He's not getting rid of him.
Absolutely.
I know. I heard you guys talking about it yesterday, and that's what Dono and I talked about while you were gone.
He makes
that
a great
guy
point.
Is in full save-his-ass mode.
Correct.
That's why you're not going to see a quarterback draft that early. They're going to go all in to try to fix this thing for one more year.
You're going to patch it up.
Yep.
And take the pressure, because let's be honest, you have a good year. If they get it back, it's a great point. And then all of a sudden you don't. You're going, well, last year we were, you know, wasn't that long ago. Hey, we got to go to break here. We've got a lot of stuff here to get to. Yeah, man, it's I got to tell you, from college football, all this stuff going on, and I love sports, guys. Everybody out there at 6:20 in the morning, I love sports. I really do. I love everything about them. I do. And I like all of them. But I got to tell you, man, this new world we're living in is sure making it harder with what is going on. And the big green is behind a lot of it. I understand that. Hey, right now I want to talk to you about something that you're really going to like this weekend if you want to get away from sports for a little while. Your South Florida Chevy dealers. Oh, yeah, man. 14 stores conveniently located in Dade, Broward, and Monroe County. You got to check out what's going on with the Colorados, the powerful performance ready with easy-to-reach tech features, over to the Silverado trucks with everything you need from impressive towing and powerful engines. Whatever you need for pleasure, for work, we got the perfect truck for you. Strong, durable, Silverado, Colorado trucks ready to go for you. And how about my new Tahoe that I just purchased here in the last month? That new 2025. Wow. Different level Tahoe, folks. Different level than the last 20 that I've had. I got to tell you, man, it is... it's taken to a whole new level of comfort, man, I'll tell you, it is comfortable. If you're a big person and you like to stretch out like you're in first class or something, there is nothing like that Tahoe. Hey, we got it all for you. Chevy trucks will get the job done, work or play. When you want to do it all, Chevy's got you covered. This weekend, stop by your South Florida Chevy dealer, Chevrolet. Together, let's drive.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
All right, welcome back. I want to thank our boy Baldy for being with us this morning, having a chance to talk to him. That was actually from yesterday about a lot of the NFL stuff. We got more, by the way, coming up. Bo's going to join us. Kim Bocamper will be in, and we'll be talking to the big fella. Got a lot of stuff, getting in some Dolphin stuff this morning as well. And so here we go, man. We know the GM's coming back. We know the head coach is coming back. We're still waiting to see if we're going to have our defensive coordinator back. And then on top of that, you got 10 draft picks, and we'll see how they try to free up some money redoing contracts, which all those players love, meaning they get a lot more up front. And then maybe potentially release some guys from contracts to try to free up some money and get into it. But I do agree with everybody. I say this every year, so I don't know. Maybe our general manager could be safe for the next 10 years. I really don't know. But it seems like, and everybody's trying to tell me since I've been back, well, this is it, man. They've really got to get a figure. They got to clean it up. And, you know, I think personally it's kind of a mess. I do. I no longer felt great the last 2 years. I was wrong, and it wasn't good enough to play with the big boys. It just wasn't. Obviously, it didn't win a playoff game and didn't make it to the playoffs last year. And you know about all the different things with it. So, but we've got Chris Greer in charge of a big draft. It is a big one. It's 10 picks, most likely. And then on top of that, probably try to free up some money and make another run at this thing. I've seen this before with in the history, especially the last 25 years, which have not been great football for this franchise. Have not won a playoff game. It means it can't be great. Can't be good at times. So now, and there's a lot of people saying this, there's going to be urgency to do whatever it takes to patch this thing up well enough to get this thing back into the playoffs, basically. And then we'll see what happens from the playoffs and make a run with what you have and back up to us, so we don't worry about that. That's going to be, and the guards will have, I'm guessing it'll be more emphasis on the guard position to fix that, and some other positions as well. Safety and some other defensive line probably will be in that thing as well. And so we'll see what happens, but I've lowered my expectations for this team going forward. I just have. And then we got to figure out which guys that were stirring up this Tyreek Hill deal. I'm guessing he'll be back. I'd want him back because I still believe he's your best wide receiver you have. But there's if he's affecting this team as a guy, as one of the best players and supposed to be one of the leaders on the team, and he ain't acting like a leader, and if it's true, if he's showing up late and doing a lot of crazy things that nobody else does on that team, then you know, I don't know how you change a guy because this is what he's been doing. Is he just going to change all of a sudden and become a good company guy? I don't know. I haven't seen it, so I don't know. Anyway, hey, we got to go to break. We got 7 o'clock hour coming up. We got a lot more stuff to get to, including the quarterback position. And not just in the playoffs, but the quarterback position around the league, going back to what we just saw in the amount of heat that Lamar Jackson just took. We'll talk about some of that when we come back. But first, I do want to take a second this morning to tell you about Atlantic Men's Clinic. I want you to get it back, man, to get it back. If you, right now, whether you're in your 40s listening to me, 50s, 60s, 70s, it really doesn't matter. But if you find yourself constantly tired, no energy, not working out, really have changed and just going, well, maybe I'm just getting older. It doesn't have to be that. You probably have low T. And usually with low T, you have ED. And that means your sex drive is gone and things aren't working, or it's a hit and miss in that bedroom on the weekends for you. And the apology starts and you don't know what's going on. I can tell you what's going on. You got low T and ED, and it's okay, man. Every man's going to get it sooner or later. So if somebody's laughing at you right now, or you're embarrassed about this whole thing, it doesn't have to be this way. Atlantic Men's Clinic can fix it and do it quickly like it did for me. Full-blown ED and low T. My name is Joe Rose, and I went through it 9 or 10 months ago and had been dealing with it for a while. But I got to tell you, man, the results from Atlantic Men's Clinic are unbelievable. They really are. I want you, if you're going through it and you're tired of it and you'd like to feel, as you get a little bit older, you'd like to get your energy level back and your sex drive back to really enjoy it with your partner, schedule a consultation with Atlantic Men's Clinic. Your initial visit includes medical consultation with a Florida licensed medical provider, a T and a PSA test. Hey, they'll go through it all with you, get your results, go over everything, put you on a program, and get you rolling. Hey, that first meeting is the most important one. We got 6 locations in South Florida to serve you. More on the way. 877-455-7300 or visit AtlanticMensClinic.com. Get it set up. Atlantic Men's Clinic works.